This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prep with Mike. Thank you for your support. I'm going to introduce you to a term today called prepper's bias. And prepper's bias, it's kind of like confirmation bias, but it means that as a prepper, you know, you're someone who's prepared for events to take place that could be chaotic, a financial collapse or a loss of the power grid or a food supply collapse or a loss of law and order, civil war, you know, EMP attack, all these things. You're prepared in various ways, maybe even against a pandemic. And you've thought about preparedness. You've thought about having a backup plan. You do have backup plans. They're not as fully developed as you'd like, I know, because that's true for all of us. But you've got some backup plans and you put things in motion that can help you in a time of chaos. But because of that, that world of information and action that you're involved in, you are so far ahead of an average typical person that you, and I do this too, all of us who are preppers, we have this bias where we think that every reasonable person must be at least somewhat prepared. I'm here to tell you they aren't. The average, you know, the masses, you could say, typical person is not tuned into preparedness at all. They've got no money set aside. They can't handle the loss of one paycheck. They've got no food set aside. They don't have a preparedness weapon, a self-defense tool of any kind. They don't have fish antibiotics in their refrigerator like you might. You know, they're not prepared at all. And yet it's very easy for people like us to assume that everybody has at least some level of preparedness because we think, well, you know, people buy insurance for their car. Everybody's got car insurance. People have home insurance, which is like fire insurance or maybe flood insurance. You know, people have insurance. So surely people have sort of food supply insurance, or surely they have some kind of money for a rainy day, like emergency funding stashed away somewhere, a little bit of cash, a little bit of silver or gold, or an emergency bank account or something. The answer is no. Most people don't have any. They're not prepared at all. And they're living in debt. They've got so much debt that they can barely survive paycheck to paycheck the way it is. And they don't go out and train at a firearms range. They don't know how to disassemble and reassemble a Glock or an AR-15. They don't have 10,000 rounds of ammo in their garage. They don't have a water filter. I mean, not even a water filter. How basic is that? Everybody needs water, right? We're all human beings. You have to have water to survive. And yet there are people who have no water filter. That's insane. They just trust that the tap water is always going to be usable, that there's always going to be pumps and pressure, that everything's always going to work every day. And that assumption is wrong on their part, and yet we are wrong in assuming that other people know this. They don't know it. They are ignorant. They are uninformed. They have no idea what's coming. And they, by the way, will be your greatest threat. The greatest threat in a collapse is unprepared people, because they will panic when the grocery supply line stops, when the ATMs stop working, when the money supply is frozen. These people will flip out. And as soon as they sort of gather themselves after flipping out, they will leap to the conclusion that your stuff belongs to them. And if they know that you are a prepper, oh yeah, I knew this guy down the street. He had like jerry cans full of diesel or water. Yeah, he's got some guns too. They're going to assume that that person, which is maybe you, has food and water and antibiotics and extra cash and extra bullets and emergency medicine, band-aids, antibiotics, colloidal silver, garden seeds, whatever. They're going to assume that you're that person and they're going to come try to take it. Why? Why are they going to come try to take it? Because, look, civility is gone in our society. Civility is gone. The Democrats have proven this over and over again. They They have no civility. Everything they do, it's like it's a blood sport. It's a kill shot. I mean, they kill their own babies, for God's sake. They legalize killing babies after they're born. not just abortion before they're born. I'm talking about babies that are born. And they're like, yeah, we kill them too. You think they're not going to kill you so that they can stay alive and take your supplies? Of course they're going to kill you. Yes, even your neighbor. Even somebody that you had over at a backyard picnic gathering. Hey, Bob. How you doing today, Bob? How's the wife and kids, Bob? Yeah, that Bob. That Bob is going to come try to murder you. Because you've never met the real Bob. You met the fake public Bob, the social Bob. That's not the real Bob. Trust me, that's not the real Bob. No, he's a psychopath. He's got no self-esteem. The real Bob is probably got a substance abuse problem. Who knows what else Bob's into? Some kind of weird perverted stuff. I don't know. But your neighbor Bob will not stop at being polite. Your neighbor Bob, and of course I'm using this name generically. I apologize if your name is actually Bob. Maybe I should just use like John Doe. How about that? We'll say John Doe. But your neighbor John Doe is a psychopath in waiting. And all it takes to turn John Doe into a psychopath is a collapse of the infrastructure. Oh, guess what? There's no water coming out of the tap. There's no food at the grocery store. The cash machines don't work. There's no electricity. 911 doesn't work. Nobody responds. There's no police protection. Gangs are starting to rove around the neighborhood, taking what they want, assaulting people, raping people, killing people. And John Doe, he's either going to get killed quickly by maybe one of the other psychopaths, or he's going to become a psychopath. Because there's nothing that people won't do to survive. And I want you to emblazon that, like imprint that on the inside of your skull. There's nothing people won't do to survive. Nothing. Politeness goes out the window. You might think you have a really great neighborhood watch program. Yeah, we're all part of the neighborhood watch. We look out for each other. Yeah, sure you do when times are good. When it all collapses, guess what? It's every family for themselves, probably. They're coming for you, especially if they're not prepared. Now, maybe you're fortunate to live in a neighborhood and have some friends who are all prepared. That's different. That is wise adults working together for community defense. And that's rare, but that's very effective. If you can have a community of 10 to 12 people who are all up to speed on this, and everybody's got some preparedness supplies, everybody's got basic weapons training, everybody's got basic first aid training and so on, you're in good shape. Because 10 to 12 people can defend a community against a lot of assaults. Even you can defend a community against, 100 bad guys who are not well organized. Easily. 10 to 12 trained shooters can easily take out 100 average people who don't know what they're doing. No question about it. I mean, I can tell you this because, I'm well trained in firearms, and I see the skill level difference between a beginner who comes in and doesn't know what they're doing versus the guys I train with who are, special forces and Navy SEALs and so on. The difference is night and day. So if you've got a team of people or even a really big family and you can offer defense to each other, you can be very effective at defense. But my point is you're going to need it if things get shady, because all those other neighbors that you thought were polite are going to turn into, like, it's going to be Jekyll and Hyde. John Doe is going to become a werewolf. He's going to want your stuff. And the reason I mention all this is because you're going to need to make a decision at some point. A decision that might go against your normal nature. Your normal nature is to be a loving, peaceful person, to help others, to try to, be a contributor to society, not someone who harms people. Your normal nature, like mine, I'm a healer at heart. I'm an educator, a teacher at heart. But there's going to come a day for all of us in this shit hits the fan scenario. There's going to come a day where you have to make a decision. You are either going to have to pull the trigger and take a life in your self-defense, or you are going to lose your life to that violent attacker. And you need to ask yourself this question: are you willing to kill in self-defense? I'm serious about this. Are you willing to do it? Are you able to do it? If you're not willing to do it, you should get as far away from anybody else as possible so that when the collapse comes, you're totally alone, cabin in the woods, nobody can find you. Because if you're not willing to pull the trigger in your self-defense, you will be overrun. I mean, obviously, depending on the area, there's a risk of you being overrun. A big risk if it's a big collapse. And if you cannot defend yourself, you're toast. You need to be able to make that decision. You need to have the instinct of survival. And that is something that has been drilled out of modern people. The survival instinct, something that keeps you alive, something that allows you to protect your children or to protect yourself. This is missing from so many people today. They don't have a survival instinct. What they have, they have a surrender instinct. They have a give up kind of attitude. And that is not going to go very well for you. Not going to last very long in that scenario. So we don't want to ever promote violence. We don't espouse violence. We don't prefer violence of any kind. But we understand that there are times when applied violence can be used to save your life. That's why cops carry guns, by the way. Applied violence is something that they understand as a way to stop violent criminals, to stop people who are trying to commit violence. So do you have what it takes to apply violence when it's needed? Do you have the techniques? Do you have the tools? Do you have, you know, a firearm for that matter? Because if you don't, you may be vastly overestimating the politeness of other people, and you may find yourself in a deadly situation with no options. So I just want you to be aware of all this. I want you to be safe. I want you to be secure, but I also want you to be prepared psychologically for what's coming. And I'll share something personal with you on this. I'm not a hunter, and I don't kill animals for sport. I think it's cruel. So I've never done it. That's not part of who I am. But I am willing to defend the life of an innocent human being against a violent attacker using firearms as tools. I'm absolutely willing to do that if that's what must be done. And so it's difficult for me to think of taking a life of an animal. It's not difficult for me to think of saving a life of a human who is under attack and where a threat is imminent. That's not a difficult decision at all. If I ask myself, could I pull that trigger in that scenario to save a life, to stop violence, to end an assault? The answer is absolutely yes, no problem. Consider it done. And if you're not at that point, then I encourage you to think about this carefully, maybe do some work, get some firearms training, perhaps, and think about this psychologically. Think about where you are and what you may be facing. And pray to God that you never have to invoke the scenario that I'm describing. Wouldn't it be nice to live out your life and never have to harm another person to defend the innocent? That would be the ideal situation. And I'm blessed, and you are blessed. I mean, I've never had to shoot anybody. And that is a blessing. And I hope that I go my whole life with that intact. I never want to have to stop someone using applied violence. But I'm able to, if necessary, to save an innocent life. So think about this. And I've got a website called selfdefense.news that you might find useful. Self-defense, just like it sounds. Selfdefense.news. A lot of information there. Stay informed. You know, keep reading. We've got my main website, newstarget.com, as well. And of course, you can hear all my podcasts at healthrangerreport.com or brighteon.com, the video website, the YouTube alternative. So thank you for listening. I wish you blessings and safety. And I hope that you will take this information seriously before things start to get crazy. Thanks and take care. If you want to make it through these trying times, you're going to need full cognitive function. You're going to need your mental faculties. And there's no better way to achieve that than to turn to good nutrition, brain-supporting nutrition. That's what we offer at the Health Rangers store. We do more testing than any retailer in the world to make sure that you have the cleanest food in the world, because I believe that that's how we change the world. We change the world through clean food. We help people live better, think better, and we get better results in the world. It all starts with food and nutrition. Check it out. We have over 700 products now at healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for your support.